very much. And you can see the contributors to this paper here. Appreciate all their help in writing this paper. Let me first review the acreage in the fruiting vegetable market across the U.S. In the eastern side of the U.S., we have bell peppers, approximately 40,000 acres of bell peppers grown in the east, approximately 100,000 acres of fresh market tomatoes, and 3,000 acres of eggplant. As we go to the west, here we have about 20,000 acres of bell peppers, 40,000 acres of fresh tomatoes, and then 30,000 acres of chilies. So with that overview, let me get into spinetoram. Jesse did an excellent job talking about our molecule and the modifications that we made. What I would like to spend a little bit of time on is improved potency at the target site. Wanted to show you how quick our product does work in the marketplace. And also want to talk about our residual control with spinetoram and how it's different than spinosad. So let's first look at our speed of action via contact activity. And we're looking at here a second instar beet armyworm, looking at percent mortality. So of course we want to have tall bars here in this particular case to demonstrate the better product. We're looking at spinetoram here at 250 parts per million, and you can see it here in the radiant orange, and then spinosad in the green. And within minutes, well, here at the bottom we have hours of exposure on a treated petri plate, and here within minutes you can see that spinetoram has gone to work and is providing significant control. And then within 24 hours we're showing 90% control with spinetoram. And of course I'll show that here in a couple of slides in the field observations that demonstrate this as well. So let's look at our residual control now. Here we have tomato fruit worm trial where we went out to the field, sprayed the tomato plant, harvested the fruit, took the fruit into the lab, subjected the tomato fruit worm to the tomato fruit, and then took mortality observations over time. And here we have 0, 5, 7, 10, and 14 days after application. And once again, we're wanting to look here at percent control. And let me focus in on the light green line here where we have success or SpinTOR at 5 ounces, 7 days after treatment, giving 80% control. And then let's switch to Radiant at 5 ounces in the blue line where it's given 80% control at 10 days after treatment. So here in this trial, you can see that we get 3 additional days of residual activity. So in the marketplace, what we're going to be talking about is 1 to 3 days increased residual activity with Radiant over SpinTOR. And of course, we know that will change based upon the environmental conditions. So now let's take a look at some of our field data, and we'll start with the Lepidopteran species. Let's take a look at this trial looking at beet armyworm. This is percent control here on the y-axis, and in this particular case, we want to have tall bars showing excellent control. We have the untreated check, we have Avant, and we have Radiant. And what I want to point out is here, let's first look at this light blue bar where it is 24 hours after the first application. And we're demonstrating here providing 80% control. So what I'm demonstrating here is our lab data that showed very good activity in 24 hours, and this is showing that in the field as well. And then 6 days after treatment, the product brought it to 100% control. Now let's take a look at southern armyworm. You can see the treatments here on the left side. We've got some of the newer chemistry here at the top and some of the older chemistry here at the bottom. We have Ryman, we have 2 rates of Corrigin, we have Radiant at 4 different rates, Bathroid, and then Avant and the untreated check. Now this particular data is from our harvest data, and I pulled out the coal data information to demonstrate the results of this trial. And you can see in the untreated check, it's significantly more damaged fruit than the other treatments. And then you can also see that Radiant at 4 ounces did not quite perform as well as the rest of the treatments in the trial. So therefore, it leads us to our conclusion that we are going to be recommending 5 to 6 ounces of Radiant in the marketplace. And you can see the 5 to 6 ounce rate compared very well to the new chemistry, as well as compared very well to the older chemistry in the marketplace. Let's go to the west, show you a little bit of data there from the west coast. This is a Lepidopteran species in bell peppers. We're looking at percent fruit damage, so this is of course harvest information. Here is the untreated check. The untreated check demonstrating approximately 20% fruit damage, so it had some pretty significant damage out there. Here we have Movento, we have Lanate and Pounce, we have Synapse, and we have Radiant. As you can see, there is no significant difference between these treatments, but you can see Radiant is numerically better than the rest of the treatments. So in conclusion, on the Lepidopteran data, 5 ounces, we feel very confident in its control of Lepidopteran species, very similar to existing chemistry as well as the new products coming to the market. Data that I did not have time to show today is our effectiveness at 5 ounces in controlling fruit worm, cabbage looper, tomato pinworm, and other Lepidopteran species. Okay, let's switch gears here a little bit. Let's look at Lariomyza trifolii, leaf miner. Here's a data set in Lariomyza trifolii in tomatoes. We're looking at mines per 10 leaves. You can see the treatments here on the left once again. We have the untreated check. We have Tesoro, Synapse, Ryman, Radiant, Corrigin, Avant, Alberde, and Agrimec. And we have the mean numbers of leaf mines per 10 leaf sample. And this is 2 days after the first application, so we're showing our significant activity. And here you can see Radiant was significantly different than all treatments in this trial. And also note how high the pressure is. That is a very heavy population of leaf miners. We don't normally see that in tomatoes. Usually see that in celery, but not in tomatoes. This is the same trial, looking once again at mines per 10 leaves. The same treatment list as we discussed earlier. Looking again at leaf mines per 10 leaf, and this is 2 days after the fourth application. And here you can see Radiant, once again, performing very well. And at this point in time, Agrimec was very similar to Radiant's performance. Let's continue on with this trial and look at live pupae per 10 leaves. We have the same treatment list here, and starting with the untreated here at the top, and you can see Radiant here at this point in time performing very well. And so here we have Radiant and Agrimec performing similarly to one another and performing significantly better than the rest of the treatments in the trial. So a real good trial to feel about our confidence in the performance of Radiant. So in conclusion, on leaf miner, 7 ounces of Radiant performed equal to or better than Agrimec, as well as the newer chemistries coming along. Radiant is very effective on Lariomyza trifolii, and we do recommend that it be used in a rotational program to help manage resistance, because this is one of those pests that can develop resistance to products very quickly. Data that I did not show, but Jesse did in his presentation, is our effectiveness of Radiant and celery. If you're familiar with the celery market in Florida, we'll spray that crop 10 to 15 times trying to control Lariomyza trifolii. So we feel very good about our performance with Radiant in celery and in controlling leaf miner. And then Radiant is very effective on Lariomyza sativi. Okay, so in summary, when we look at the Lepidopteran pests and the data that we shared with you, Radiant insecticide performed very well compared to the standards in the marketplace as well as the new chemistry out there. And as we look at leaf miners, Radiant performed very well on Lariomyza species, particularly showed you the data on Lariomyza trifolii and the performance we have there. The data that I did not feel that I was going to have time to show today had referred to thrips, but Jesse covered that very well on his Western flower thrip presentation earlier. But Dr. Joe Funderburk has done a tremendous amount of work with Radiant, looking at it on Western flower thrips and other thrip species. And it has performed very well in those trials. So we feel confident in the thrips control from Radiant in the East Coast as well. And we did not have any phytotoxicity in our treated crops in any of that we've treated so far. And there is minimal impact on field populations of beneficial insects. So with that, I would like to acknowledge those who contributed to this paper as far as data. Without them, I wouldn't have a presentation. Dr. Joe Funderburk from the University of Florida in Quincy, Mr. Natwick from the University of California, Holtsville, California, Dr. Dax Seal, University of Florida in Homestead, Dr. Phil Stansley, University of Florida in Immokalee, Dr. Trumbull, University of California, Irvine, and Dr. Henry Yontz in DeLand, Florida. With that, are there any questions?
As far as pH
in the tank,
yeah.
Water, we are recommending that we have that water be between 6 and 8 pH. So if it is outside of that, you need to, if you think it's going to be outside of that, put in all of your materials, then assess the pH, and if it needs to be adjusted, adjust it, and then insert your radiant product.